Good morning, America. Thank you for tuning in to Old Glory's podcast number one. Many of my friends are wondering why I started Old Glory Network. Well, it evolved over the years after I wrote a poem called Ode to Old Glory. I simply put down my thoughts on paper about the flag of the United States of America and what it means to us all. Then I recalled a speech by radio commentator Paul Harvey, whom I was privileged to hear in Oklahoma City in the early 1970s. Mr. Harvey said, and I quote, "America, as we know it today, didn't just happen. It wasn't easy to come by. This country wasn't simply carved out of the wilderness. This country was scratched and clawed and chopped and sawed and dug and hoed out of the wilderness. And we can be proud of what we have built. It's still the only land in the world where people are standing in line to get into it instead of crawling through barbed wire fences, over stone walls, sailing rough seas, and dying trying to get out. Americans, we stand on the threshold of the most fascinating era of the world, but it isn't going to be all fun, and it isn't going to be all easy. But then nothing worthwhile ever was. Yes, there are a lot of things right about America. I love America, don't you? I love this country. But today, all is not good. Everything is not in order. Our nation is following a trend that could jeopardize all of our assets and even our freedom. Oh, we have always had storms to test the mettle of Americans. And again, a storm is blowing up on the horizon. It's a black boiling storm with hurricane force. And in the tradition of naming hurricanes, this one has been named socialism. This socialist storm is making its attack in many ways and in many areas. But its greatest assault, its highest winds, are being unleashed on that which is the very backbone of America. The one thing that clawed and chopped and hoed America into strength. The free enterprise system. The free American competitive economy. Capitalism. A lot of Americans, including our elected congressional leaders, still do not understand the free enterprise system, how it works, and what it has done for us. Adam Smith, the great British philosopher, understood it well. He said, "Free enterprise is that political system in which the government leaves producers and consumers free to produce and consume as they choose. It has produced a degree of wealth and a standard of living for the common man that had never before been seen. Those who wish to destroy America and individual freedom know precisely that they only need to destroy economic freedom, and the job is done. Then they seize private property, the means of production, and they attack profits. They achieve this by teaching the young that all social and economic ills will vanish with total government control over the economy." Closed quote from Mr. Harvey. Well, this is where Old Glory Network steps in. We have accepted the challenge to right the wrongs that our education system has perpetrated upon our children for far too many years. Our goal is to introduce the ideas and advantages of wholesome conservative values, which our founders blessed us with and challenged us to maintain. We hope to entertain you, open doors of opportunity for highly talented but unknown artists in music, encourage and teach young entrepreneurs, motivate our youth to improve their lives, honor our military heroes, examine our cowboy history as the West was settled, and teach all classes of our American citizens how to become a millionaire. We're going to suggest positive books for you to read, and we're going to be interviewing their authors. Seek the truth about climate change. Hear from noted Bible scholars. Interview our rising stars, many of which you have never heard of, and introduce their music to you, and especially invite you to our national picking party, which we will televise periodically. We intend to prove to you that the pen is really mightier than the sword, that the torch of freedom burns brightest at Old Glory Network, and that together we can make Old Glory great again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to discuss with you now something that I just call common sense. I know there's many of you out there that would like to own your own business someday. Well, my advice is to begin by acting like you own the business where you work right now. It's just common sense. Show up when you're supposed to. Be on time or early. Have a happy, positive attitude every day and dress for success. It's just common sense. And daily, hourly, wear a constant smile. The greatest asset God gave man. Speak with a voice of reason and authority, and treat the boss or the newest employee as a very important person, a VIP. It's just common sense. Learn the business of that corporation from top to bottom. Learn the products and how to sell. It's just common sense. And think like a leader. Act like a leader. Read like a leader. It's just common sense. Learn how to be an effective public speaker, and others will follow you. It's common sense. Soon, you will own your own business, and that's just common sense. You know, if you want to win races, practice running. If you want to be a basketball star, practice shooting. If you want to be a great chef, practice cooking, etc., etc., etc. Whatever it is that you want to become, practice, practice, practice. Just pure common sense. Whatever in life that you wish to be, you can be. But you've got to get after it every day and stay after it. You have to plan on success, expect success, work for success, but be prepared for unimaginable roadblocks and heartaches. But in the end, you will be the victor if you will just do these common sense things that we have just discussed, outlined above, and never, never, never give up. Now I would like to move to another subject that is near and dear to my heart that I wrote called We the People. I wrote this on May 6, 2019. I have a message of great importance that I wish to impart to all citizens of the United States. All of us have been given the greatest gift any human on earth could ever hope to be granted. 243 years ago, a blink of an eye measured against man's time on earth, our forefathers gave us a new nation, founded upon principles in a constitution to assure our freedom and unmatched opportunity until eternity, if we, the people, would guard it and fight to maintain it. There is nothing on earth as precious as freedom. I love our country and our freedom with all my heart and soul. There's nothing on earth that I love more. Of course, there are many things that I love deeply, as you do. All right-thinking people, sane people, love their mother and father. They love their brothers and sisters. They love their children and grandchildren. They love their friends and many other things. But just stop and think a moment about how deeply you love your parents and your siblings and your offspring, your own flesh and blood. And my love for mine will match yours. And yet, there is a greater love that I have that exceeds my love for my own flesh and blood. I love our country and the freedom our forefathers granted us more than anything else on the earth. And you may ask, how? How could I possibly love my country more than my mom and dad, my brothers and sisters, my own children, and my seven grandchildren? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is precisely because of my great love for those and my friends that I want them and all their progeny, yet unborn, to know the freedom and love of country we have all been privileged to know. We were warned by our forefathers who risked their very lives to grant us our beloved freedom, that we could only maintain it with great vigilance. Oh, my heart is so very heavy today, because we have grown weary of fighting to save and maintain what we have now taken for granted. Our freedom and Constitution are under assault today, unlike anything we have ever known, and the majority of us are not fighting back. We became complacent and we lost our vigilance. We became fat and lazy and too tired to be vigilant. Well, those of us who still go and vote are more and more voting for the promise of government benefits than personal responsibility. There are more people getting money and benefits from the government today than that are contributing to the government. With our votes, we have killed the goose that laid our golden eggs. We are allowing our government and our educators to attack and destroy the free enterprise system, to denigrate success, and to teach our youth and poor people that our heroes, which are the captains of industry, they are evil and greedy, rather than the end result of the freedom of opportunity, and they are the source of all of our jobs. Instead, we are allowing them to teach our government is the preferred source of our well-being. In short, we are slowly but surely becoming like the country that our forefathers fled and then fought to earn our independence and freedom. Early on, we fought for the opportunity to be free and to work and to take care of ourselves. But now we're voting for government to subsidize us so we won't have to work. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are losing our freedom. We have already lost more freedom than we have maintained through laws exacted, rules and regulations, required permits and fees, fines and taxes, we are no longer working for ourselves. We are now working to take care of all those who are not working or receiving more benefits from government than they are contributing in taxes to federal, state, city, and county governments. In effect, we are now slaves. In my view, the greatest generation of Americans, without question, were our founding fathers. Were it not for their greatness, intelligence, courage, and foresight, there would never have been an America with free people. We are very, very close to completely losing what they gave us. It always takes great people to build a new venture from scratch, but it takes even greater people when that venture begins the downward slide to failure to stop that downward movement and turn it around to a new and greater future. That's the job that we have been given. If we do not stop and reverse this trend to socialism and big government collectivism, we will have failed ourselves and our children to heed our forefathers' challenge to protect and maintain our gift of freedom through a representative republic. Our forefathers based our entire future on we the people. We the people were granted the power to control the government rather than the government controlling us. However, that necessitated that we, the people, pay attention and be vigilant in our overseer authority and responsibility, and in this we have failed. Our only method of overseeing and controlling government is at the ballot box. Most elections conducted across America see less than half of the people even bother to vote. Therefore, those non-voting citizens have forfeited their right and authority to control the government. Of those who do vote, most are uninformed and go vote for the person or the party that they believe will either keep giving them various benefits or increase them. In other words, they are not voting for good government, but generous government. They have bought into the education that the greedy rich people, the successful people, should be made or forced to take care of them through higher taxes. We are throwing our freedom and opportunity away just as surely as our forefathers fought and died to give them to us. We took this wonderful gift and built America into the greatest country that has ever existed on the planet, and then allowed liberalism, socialism, and communism to gradually destroy all our great achievements. I do not want my loved ones to live in a country that gave away its freedom and has no respect or regard for the U.S. Constitution. If you love your children and grandchildren and your friends as much as I do mine, then it is past time for us to use our votes to elect people who feel as passionate about our country and our freedom and our Constitution as we do. It will take dedicated and determined and brave conservatives to put us back on track to vigilantly live by the Constitution, reestablish freedom of commerce, and create an atmosphere that teaches and demands that personal responsibility will once again be the guiding principle of a free America. There is nothing on earth as precious as freedom. It is up to us to save our country and the freedoms we were granted in 1776. Ladies and gentlemen, I have one other subject that I'd like to discuss with you today. A few weeks ago, K.R. Wood and I went into the studio and recorded a CD called Ode to Old Glory. And it starts out with a poem about the flag of the United States and what it really means to us. And I want to tell you, there's 12 narrations on this CD. And the first one is Ode to Old Glory. And the second one is the Pledge of Allegiance. What does it really mean? And the third narration is called Storms and Rainbows. And it's really about going through life and the good things that happen to you in life and the harsh, tough things that happens in life and how to handle them. And the fourth one is called Blessings. And it's a discussion, have you been blessed? And in my opinion, all of us have been blessed by God and by the fact that we were born in the United States of America.
Amen.
And I think you will enjoy Blessings. The fifth one is called One Commandment. And the theory is that if you just live by this one commandment, you pretty much forget all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Will be okay if this one commandment is lived by. And then the sixth narration is called Winners versus Losers. And what makes a winner, and what makes a person who's generally referred to a lot of times by the public as losers, what makes them losers? It's a good discussion. And then number seven is called The Universal Source of Power. And there I mean power of man. And I think you will find that a very interesting subject. Item number eight, Texan Pride. Written by Don Cadden, a good friend of mine, a cowboy poet extraordinary from Alpine, Texas. I wrote all of these narrations except for this one, but this was an outstanding job that Don Cadden did in writing about his beloved Texas, and I ask him for permission to include it. Item number nine is called Freedom. And freedom is a short little subject tell. Freedom is a subject that I talk about, that there's nothing that you cannot do in life if you want to bad enough, if you have freedom. And currently, we still have enough freedom to do most of the things we wish. Item number 10, I'm from the government and here to help you. Well, the title says it all there. And the government wastes billions of dollars and gives us a lot of bad legislation as a result of Congress voting on bills that they don't even read. And I think you will be enlightened by I'm from the government and here to help you. Item number 11 is Americans' desire for peace. In fact, Americans do have a great desire for peace, but they're willing to fight if necessary to assure peace. America must always encourage the rest of the world to be free and peace-loving, and they must not allow any country or group of people to plan and prepare for our destruction unopposed. It's okay to be soft-hearted, but not soft-headed. And item number 12 is entitled, I Remember When. I just got to thinking back about, well, first of all, I was born in 1940, so I lived through the 40s and 50s and 60s, and my growing up years were quite interesting, and I remembered a lot of things that I think you will find interesting. One of the items that I talk about is that we picked cotton by hand and stuffed it into a cotton sack. So I remember when is kind of nostalgic. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to own a copy of Ode to Old Glory, be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to our podcast today. And remember, every week we will be broadcasting a new podcast for Old Glory Network. Remember also to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com.